I'm Ryan Vasquez, Alabama Public Radio News. Alabama is receiving federal assistance for five additional counties that suffered damage from severe weather last week. Governor Robert Bentley announced the aid today for DeKalb, Etowah, Blount, Tuscaloosa, and Mobile counties. The state is already receiving federal assistance for Limestone, Jefferson, Lee, and Baldwin counties for the tornadoes and flooding that hit the state last week. Governor Bentley says the recovery process is just beginning for many Alabama communities, and this federal aid help will ensure Alabamians have resources available to rebuild their lives from the severe weather outbreak. The governor will be in DeKalb and Etowah counties tomorrow to survey tornado damage. A new study that included researchers from the University of Alabama sheds light on what kind of structures survive tornadoes. The researchers traveled to Moore, Oklahoma to do their investigation, but they also looked at damage in Joplin, Missouri and Tuscaloosa. University of Alabama Associate Professor Andrew Gradinger was a lead author of the study. He says it was pretty clear shelters were the way to go.
Both above ground and below ground shelters performed very well. The house could have been completely gone and the shelter was perfectly fine. So it was very encouraging to see that these shelters are a really necessary item to have in people's homes.
Gradinger says new homes can be constructed with metal clips and straps that hold walls and ceilings together. That's how homes along the Gulf Coast are built to protect against hurricane damage. And Alabama's wildfire season came to a close in late April. Alabama Public Radio's Pat Duggins reports on one federal agency that says our state was one of the busiest in the nation when it comes to wildfires.
Alabama ranked number 10 in the nation for wildfire activity in 2013. That's according to a new report by the National Interagency Fire Center. The Idaho-based organization coordinates firefighting efforts by the U.S. Park Service, the National Weather Service, and the Bureau of Land Management. Alabama had almost 1,300 wildfires in 2013. That's just behind South Carolina and Idaho, and far behind number one ranked California, which had close to 10,000 blazes last year. Property insurer State Farm is warning its customers to take precautions ahead of wildfire season. The list of suggestions includes removing dead tree limbs, shrubs, or grass from around your house. Also, homeowners are recommended to have 3 to 5 feet of open space between trees and shrubs and their homes to prevent fires from spreading. Pat Duggins, APR News.
Now for a look at the forecast, here's meteorologist Richard Scott.
Our forecast on this Thursday evening, Thursday night, includes an increase in cloud cover. We stay dry tonight, but for Friday, a good chance for scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, primarily after lunch, a high of 80 on Friday. Same deal for Friday night, a good chance for thunderstorms will continue in the forecast, but by Saturday, the rain chance starts to decrease. A few storms possible at times on Saturday and for Mother's Day on Sunday. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Ryan Vasquez, APR News. More from NPR News is next.
A luxury hotel in the Syrian city of Aleppo